This is Elliot Reed, welcoming you once again to more New Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, starring Tom Conway as Sherlock Holmes and Nigel Bruce as Dr. Watson. Sir Arthur Conan Doyle lived and worked during the Victorian period in England. Queen Victoria and Prince Albert were the ruling monarchs, beloved by most citizens. But what was it really like during that time? The great Industrial Revolution had already started in America. England quickly followed. Factories were rising everywhere. There were no child labor laws, so many young boys and girls were working grueling hours, usually 12 to 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. By today's standards, that would be considered slave labor. Environmental issues didn't exist, allowing factories to pour tons of smoke and soot into the atmosphere day and night, year after year. Thus, when we hear Dr. Watson mention the thick, yellowing, and deadly fogs that enveloped London, he was talking about the results of the Industrial Age. Those fogs were often called real pea supers. At that time, for the British population, it was no laughing matter. Today, because most people know nothing of this historical fact, those London pea supers are looked at as a rather romantic setting for many of the Sherlock Holmes stories. And while the upper classes and the well-to-do enjoyed the very comforts of life the Industrial Age brought them, a vast majority of the people in England and London were poor, or indeed struggling just to stay alive. It is here, in the dark underbelly of life in those times, that Sherlock Holmes found himself confronted with the most heinous of crimes. It is here that Professor Moriarty spun his web, his network of deceit and murder that reached outward from London to the hinterlands of England. Conan Doyle understood his own times better than most, and when he took pen to paper, his writing showed the terror of crime as it really existed. Those people of the Victorian age who read his stories understood and embraced Sherlock Holmes, for he was one of the few that almost